The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Chris St. John. He is the Servicely co-founder. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Ben, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So the first question we ask everyone, as you know, is how in the world did you get into the HVAC industry?
So I think like thousands of other people in this industry, it sort of happened by happenstance. Mm-hmm. I have no family members, no sort of connection to it. About a decade ago, I was running essentially a marketing lab. So testing all sorts of different, you know, tactics and strategies. I was working for e-com, just really experimenting and got this opportunity. We had a company, Mediagistic. They've been doing HVAC marketing for 20 years and they're looking to build out their digital department. Mm. And I had never done local marketing. And the way it was sort of described to me, just the challenge of it, because, you know, with e-com and some of these national like campaigns, you can, it's pretty easy to see what works. You can have attribution modeling, you know what works. With local marketing, especially back then, it's a lot of like trial and error and figuring it out. And it was just such a challenge to me to come in and help those small businesses. I've just been hooked for it. So for the last decade, I've only been helping HVAC contractors with their digital marketing.
Well, that's really cool. Tell me a little bit, what is Servicely?
So Servicely is our newest addition, basically. Okay. So our parent company is called MG Global Solutions, and we have a series of brands, agencies, and products essentially to service the HVAC industry. Mm-hmm. And so really we think about where a contractor is in their life cycle. And what we found is, you know, when you really establish, you have lots of help. There's lots of agencies that can come help you with your branding and marketing. But when you're newer to this and you're busy and you're on the road, you may not be able to like afford an agency yet, or you're maybe just be busy to find a solution for your website and for marketing. So this is our solution for kind of contractors to get started. So we basically took all of our knowledge of websites for HVAC, marketing, local marketing, really boiled it down to a really simple process and a software. So a contractor can get online on our site and build their own HVAC website in a couple minutes. I mean, they're just answering questions about their service area, what they service. And then our tool basically builds them a site to take them live, like I said, in just a couple of questions rather than this drawn out process where they have to be artistic and drag and drop. So we really kind of, again, got the essence of that website and made it easy for them to start. And then once they go live, we help them with their Google Business profile, get some listings. So we're basically creating that presence for them, that local presence, so they can get started and start to get found by consumers when they're looking for their services.
You know, that is so needed in our industry.
Absolutely.
Because I can't tell you the number of contractors that have just expressed pure frustration with the process of trying to get a website built. Mm-hmm. Because, again, they're trying to run a business. They're
right.
Going out and doing installs in the afternoon. They're selling the job in the morning. And then they're going out and doing service calls and maintenance in the evening. And they're just spinning all these plates. And a lot of the digital marketing companies come to them and say, hey, you're going to have to come and set up a time to meet with us for an hour or 2 hours to talk about you know, the content that we need to provide to set up this website for you.
Right.
And they're going, content? I don't have any content. That's why I paid you.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, that's what we find is time. And then even when that meeting happens, it can be, you know, weeks or months until that site is ready and live. And then there's a lot of maintenance within that. So, yeah, we made it easy. So they can do it in a few minutes. Find a quick Zoom call with us and build it for them. I built, you know, sites for our contractors where they're literally in their van kind of on the way to calls.
Oh,
but
so
made
cool.
It just easy. And, you know, what we're seeing too, and I just want to make this point, you can run, you know, when you've been in this industry for a long time, you meet a lot of contractors. And I met so many that are running successful businesses just based on their business and referrals and just being in their community. And that's great. But what we're seeing as competitiveness, it, like this industry is a great industry. So more and more people get into it. So you'd see some smaller markets a bunch of years ago, only a few players, and now there's a ton of HVAC contractors. So we look at it like as equipment becomes more complex and expensive, if you're a homeowner and you're going to, you know, be presented an invoice or an estimate for a large ticket item, you're going to that you're going to that website.
Absolutely.
You're going to look for the reviews, period. You're not going to spend thousands of dollars and then not find that company. It's just not reputable. So just by getting that website up and that presence, we look at it like you're actually enabling your own sales, because your homeowners or your customers are going to go look for you. And when they see a professional website or a Google listing with some reviews, now you're a real company. And I think that's going to help your own conversion rate and your sales. So just a short investment of time, I think, really helps a business.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think of all of the different things that you have to think about in a website. Does it have a security certificate?
Yes, included.
Yeah. And, you know, does it follow all of Google's rules that I need to have? Or, you know, do I have duplicate content that's on a bunch of other websites?
Yeah.
You know, that can be an issue. And so how is your solution different than the quote unquote cookie cutter websites that might be out there?
Well, you can choose within it. So we made it easy. So when you get in our editor, you can choose from a bunch of different themes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made it where it's like a what you see is what you get, basically. Mm-hmm. So you see an outline of that website. Just by putting your company name and your location and your service areas in there, that makes it unique enough where Google can scan that and see. I mean, I would say by just putting the services you have on there, every website is going to have AC repair and furnace repair on there. By just making it personal again with your service area, your company name, and then maybe a section about your about us, that's what makes it un-cookie cutter in our minds.
So, and the big things that we look at today is just customers want to do transactions on websites too. And so is it possible for them to load in like their financing companies so customers can get pre-approval and things like that?
Ben, thank you. You're like helping me along the way here. That's exactly what we thought. So, you know, to your early point, everything is the security, the email, everything's sort of included, the hosting there. But we did put a financing section. So if you're already with a financing company, you just drop in your link. It takes you right to that site, embeds all the language that's sort of approved that you want to be able to say about financing. So that's exactly right. We know customers looking for that, and we know our customers want to have that on the site.
Another scary thing that I've seen, probably one of the biggest conversations I hear in all business circles today is who owns the data?
Who owns the data?
And,
right.
And so everybody's has that question. You know, we've all heard stories of contractors who my office manager left, and now I don't know how to access my Facebook account. And so I hear this from a lot of our you know, digital marketing companies. Does the contractor own the website? Do they own their URL? Do they have access to all of that? So what happens with your solution?
We're the same. They own it. I mean, it's their account.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two choices, basically. So if you have an existing website name, that is your asset. You can take that wherever you want. You just basically build a site with us and change a couple codes, and then that's your website.
Right.
We also have it where if you don't have a website name, which is a lot of those contractors are just getting started, it's included with your subscription. And it's ours is like, again, we're not trying to be an agency. We're not doing your contracts. We're month to month like a Netflix where it's like cancel anytime, nothing up front. And then if they get the domain and then they decide to leave, that's theirs to take with them. We could package up the site with the code and they can take that with them. We don't like to hold things hostage because what's the point of that? And in our minds, like, because this industry, it's like, it's as big as it is, it's also kind of small.
Right.
And so you don't want that reputation, I think, of holding hostage for a contractor.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, this sounds like a great solution. If a contractor, you know, I guess the other reasons to having a website, I think some contractors have been very successful in other mediums, such as like TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I know some contractors, maybe they don't have a website, but they are doing a TikTok on every install, every service call they do, and they're just got a huge following there.
Right.
I've got other contractors that Facebook, I mean, they are posting every single job that they do, their technicians. And I've seen some really great creativity
from some contractors. It's getting so good. It's getting so fun. Well, you have to think about, you have to go where your customers are. You know, Google is still the that's where a lot of consumers are going, most of the share. But to your point, TikTok and other social media channels, you have to go where your customers are, and you also have to be strategic about it. So we look at it like if you're in a big market and it's competitive and some of the guys have been there with thousands of reviews, how do you find an angle into that market? And I think those are the ways in. I mean, Meta is a great way, Facebook, TikTok. But you said something that I think is so important too. It's not just the medium, it's the creativity.
Yeah.
There's so much noise happening. There's so much like inputs coming into us, like how can you break through as a brand? And I think it is creativity. Your staff doing that, even the owner just talking to the camera, I think really helps, you know, establishing that brand.
you know, there's a couple of contractors that I'm following just because for entertainment purposes. I wake up every morning and their posts actually make me feel good.
Yeah.
Because of how creative and how fun they are with their posts. And I could only imagine in their marketplace, they've got a following of consumers that are watching them. And when that consumer has a problem, I know who they're going
to
call.
I think it's an investment. And you have to think, it's like two ways of thinking about this. There's lead generation activities and strategies we can do where we want to get you the phone ringing and get you revenue and going. But that, you know, that's one strategy. When you do it like that and start to build up a brand and start to be creative, to your point, you're really creating a memory and a positive association. That's why every other big brand outside of, you know, any consumer good is investing exactly that. So when you do have a need, that's who your brain sort of thinks about is, okay, that's the HVAC company I'm going to call now.
But to your point, for a lot of contractors, the website has been scary. Some websites, to your point, great, did everything right. You got the customer, you went out, did the call, and you sold the job. Now they go to the website, and the website looks like it's from the 1990s. Customer's scared. Did I make the right decision? Buyer's remorse starts to set in.
Interesting.
Maybe I want to check somebody else. So you do need that professional website just to be able to offer financing. I know both of the financing partners that we work with, both GoodLeap and Optimus, require that contractor has a website.
Right. And actually, we're trying to find more partnerships with companies like that where we're an easy solution for that. So when you have a contractor that you need to get online, here's, you know, we can get you online in just a few minutes, basically.
Yeah, we were just up in Altoona, Wisconsin. We were doing a ductless mastery program, and we had one of the contractors, brand new business, and he is just swamped because he's doing the Facebook strategy, doesn't have a website. And part of this pilot program we're doing has a financing component to it. And unfortunately, our financing provider said, we can't set you up for financing until you get a website. So now he's scrambling and saying, well, how can I get a website up fast? And to your point, some people are saying it's 3 months.
Right. Well, five minutes with us.
right.
Yeah, we're trying to find that. So we are newer to that. I will just say, like, we're trying to disrupt a little bit. So, you know, again, Mediagistic, we've been doing this for 20 years, going to all these shows, excuse me. But this is like we're trying to find those contractors when they're, you know, newer to the industry, like as their entry point into them, trying to find them there to, you know, to make sure they know that Servicely exists.
So we may have a contractor driving down the road right now, listening to this, saying, I know I need a website. I've had that on my list for the last 2 years and I just haven't gotten around to it. How do they get started?
So for me, go to our website. It's service.ly. I mean, that is our main entry point, our retail point. You can see some more information about that. We're developing more and more partnerships with OEMs and distributors across the country. So if someone's listening, I would just try service.ly/ whoever your main provider is or distributor, and that will lead you to a path that they can build themselves. And you know, most of the time, they'll find a discount by going through one of those paths.
So if they go service.ly/Goodman, service.ly/Amana, service.ly/Daikin.
Yes, you will go right to our hub. You can get some information and then start the build yourself and then be done in a few minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And all of those programs are going to qualify for available accrual funds they may have.
Ben, you're just setting me up so well for this. I appreciate it. Of course. So what we did is we made all of our sites co-op eligible and compliant. So everything in there, if you choose a specific brand, it's only that brand. It follows all of the guidelines so that they are eligible for accrual. So exactly right. We made sure we read everybody's rules first before we made this. And so when they produced their site, exactly right. Co-op eligible.
All right. So people may be thinking they don't want to go to the website. What is some of the pricing? What can they expect to get a website started?
It varies. Sure, at the moment, most of our kind of deals with our distributors kind of range, but a lot of it's $99 a month.
Okay.
And that's it. No upfront charges, no additional cost. And that's not just the website, the security, the hosting, all the kind of extras that come with it, but it also is your Google Business Profile. We'll help you optimize that or help you get it launched. And then we'll submit you to our kind of premium business listing. So it's giving extra signals out there for search engines. And that's that combination. When you get your Google listing, a good website that's got like your location on it, some of those signals from the listings, and then you start getting reviews, that is the recipe for local success. And then you will start to see your business rise up when you're searching for furnace repair, HVAC repair, et cetera.
And some of the things I'll tell people too, maybe not this specific episode, but there are episodes within the Accelerated HVAC Success. So here's some low-hanging fruit for content if you want to put that on your website. And so there's something that you get with domain authority. And then we've got other assets and tools that are available on the Goodman, Amana, Daikin websites where, you know, they can go ahead and put these links to be able to help with ranking and help them to be able to build their
absolutely
sites.
Absolutely. So ours, you know, out of the box, it's got some pages and keywords on there, but it also allows them to build. So if they want to add some pages about additional things from their provider, they can do that. What we also found is we built a gallery in it because we also know when like a homeowner's going, that exact scenario, they're going to go to that website and check them out. Are they legitimate? Yeah. Are they someone I want to do business with? Our users can take pictures from their jobs, easily post them online, so it shows up on their front page of their website. And so now as I'm a homeowner, it's like, okay, they're a real company. They're doing real jobs. It makes me feel, to your point, remove some of that buyer's remorse, add some trust for that contractor.
Let's change hats a little bit. We've been talking to the dealers. Let's talk to territory sales managers that are out there right now. So a territory sales manager, if they get proficient at using this platform, they can actually help their dealers walk right through the process.
We have that. Exactly right. So when they're meeting with their dealer, they can set up, they can actually have an account and just make a new user and do it that way. But they've sat with them and then just gone through the process. It's literally 11 questions, like your name, your address, where you service, what services you do, what products you sell. Do you have a financing link? You answer these questions, choose the theme, and then they're live. So we've made it as simple as possible. So that's exactly right. So do it on their own. A territory manager, a sales manager, sit with their dealer. You know, remove some of those hurdles, basically.
Chris, this is amazing, very amazing a solution. And I hope that those that are out there that are listening to this that maybe have been thinking, hey, I really need to get a website or are thinking about it. But let me ask this question. So they've established this website. They're paying $99 a month. They love it. What happens when they want to go to the next level and they really do want to take that website to a whole another level in terms of design? And so how does that process work?
That's exactly what we thought about. So rewind a couple of years, and our agency was sort of not a one size fits all, but it was sort of like we had one kind of primary solution and we'd, you know, kind of customized to that dealer's needs. But then we started thinking about where that dealer is in their sort of life cycle. So we look at it as they start with Servicely, get established with their Google listing, get established with local. As they sort of scale up, they move up with us. We have a Servicely Pro. That's a more advanced, more customizable site. We have products like the Lead Builder and Market Leader at Mediagistic there that are, you know, again, more robust sites that gives them more capabilities to expand. They would have support that, you know, people are building and account managers to help them. So we're thinking about that as their life cycle goes up. Okay, you've done a couple years here. You're ready to graduate. Your business is scaled. Let's put you in this package. Now you have a more robust presence. Now we can add additional layers of getting branding and lead gen. And then as you progress, you get media. So we're really thinking like strategically about it so we can grow with them as that contractor scales.
Chris, this is absolutely amazing. I appreciate you coming out here and meeting with us. Do you have any last words of wisdom that you want to share with our
I would say get started. I see so many contractors that are just like that. They're busy with things and like they know they need this.
Yep.
They know they need a site or a Google listing. And that's what we're here to help. I mean, ultimately, you know, I try to be a resource and help educate contractors of just, you know, where they are, what things they need to do to get going. But my one advice or parting wisdom, I guess, is just make that step into like just getting your brand going and your digital presence going. You know, having a website, I think, is the first step. You know, we'll see in 10 years with AI how that all changes. But as of today, I can assure you consumers are going to look at websites and look at Google reviews. So, you know, by knowing that fact, reverse into it and just get going. And we're here to help. So, you know, contact Servicely. We'll get you a site, started. Or we can also just help analyze and see what you may need to reach your business goals.
So again, that's service.ly/Daikin/Amana/Goodman.
Yes.
And they can go ahead and get started right away.
Go ahead and get started or book a demo with us. I'll show them what it's like and help them build on the call. Lots of options. Again, make it easy for contractors where they are.
Well, thank you so much. And for all of you that are out there, if you like this episode, please go ahead and hit that like button. Also, make sure you hit the follow button so you can be informed of all of our upcoming episodes that we have. Until next time.